Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Happy Easter! Oh man, I'm still hungover from that Good Friday party. Oh, boy, did we ever nail a man to a cross. Unfortunately, I'm the last man in the universe, so I'm talking about myself again. Nailed myself to a cross a couple nights ago. Buried myself in a tomb. That was hard. I'm still there. Not all stories have turned out to be true. In your future, man will find a path to the past, and from there, find another path back to the future. It's cyclical. Time is a flat circle. Get used to it.
So long. Wow, look at this. Nick, you could write your name in this. There's so much dust in here.
I did.
Oh yeah, there it is. Barney.
Yeah.
You know, it's such an interesting name, Barney.
It's been handed down to generations in my family. I'm the fifth Barney.
The fifth Barney? Your ancestors are so fond of the name Barney, they just kept naming their descendants Barney.
They just know that if any one of us does something important, we all get the credit.
That's foresight, is what that is.
That's right.
Guess we should get to it, huh?
I can't stand here writing my name in the dust all day.
As much as you'd like to.
It's fun.
But that's not going to get us what we need.
It's not.
Inside this crypt, this pod, this coffin. What?
Is it a tomb? It's a burial site.
Well, of course. I mean, look around.
I think that's a bit of cloth over there. Is it?
Yeah.
An old burial garb.
A fragment of it looks like to be linen, possibly muslin.
They say inside this tomb is the way to the past.
That'd be something, wouldn't it, if we could get
all the way back to the beginning.
Ha! Huh. Fix this whole thing.
Stop it all from happening.
Should we do that, though? Do we have the power? Do we have the right to change the past?
Well, we've earned the right by getting this far, I think.
I like the way you think. Wasn't the caretaker supposed to meet us here?
I think so.
Nazori, I'm late. I got in here just a few minutes after you, and then I just crouched behind here right away.
Was your intention to scare the hell out of us? Because you sure did.
Well, not my intention, though it does appear to be my manner from time to time.
Well, sorry I'm late. What?
What? Another?
Oh, two caretakers.
What? Yeah, I thought this was my shift tonight.
I'm sorry. That's my mistake. I guess I'll be going there.
Well, hold on. Let's check the time cards and just find out once and for all.
No, this is the seventh time I've done this to you. I apologize.
No, not to worry, Jebediah. Let's see. No, it does appear to be my night.
It is your night.
Yeah.
Once again, my condolences. I apologize.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for your condolences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, working on the night of the funeral of my mother is not the ideal.
You're working the night of the funeral of your... Shouldn't you be at the funeral?
Well, I should be at my mother's funeral. I thank you for your condolences, Jebediah.
You see, Isaiah was one of the nicest, most loving people and caretakers that I know. So I thought that I would do him a gracious and come down to work for his shift instead.
Oh, yeah.
Let him take some time off.
Well, that's awfully kind of you. Well, perhaps I will go to the funeral of my mother.
May I make a suggestion? If this tomb is, in fact, the way to the beginning, the way to the past.
A portal.
We could go back and, well, we could not only straighten out this shift nonsense, but we could possibly stop your mother from dying.
Yeah. What was it that took her life, anyway? Was it a chicken bone lodged in her throat? Was it a cardiac arrest? Was it
It was a hawk. A hawk swooped out of the sky, grabbed her with its talons, flew up into the air, took her to its nest. Fed it to its young.
Wow.
Yeah, they just tore it apart.
So she died being rended. Rended to pieces by baby giant hawks.
Yeah, I know anything about birds. They eat their prey and then regurgitate it for their babies. So your mother went through an awful ordeal.
Through hell.
They do say that the road to hell is paved through the intestinal tract of a hawk.
You seem in good spirits for having lost your mother in such a horrible fashion.
They do call me one of the kindest and most well-loved caretakers around.
Why don't you stay with us and help us with what we're faced with here,
Isaiah,
Bonnie and I.
Jebediah, would you come with us to the past?
Let me bring Jebediah up to speed here. I've been crouching behind the crate here, too. These two want to open up. They found the burial robes and discovered that this tomb is a way to the past.
Okay. Wow, it's your lucky day today then, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Feel lucky.
Yeah, so Barney and I were planning to go back to year zero.
I'm just going to stop you here. My mother died this year. If we go back to year zero, there's really nothing y'all can do for me.
Actually, there is. We could maybe prevent hawks from existing.
All right, I'm on board.
Are you familiar with the butterfly effect?
Is that a maneuver used in children's arts and crafts?
One of the definitions of it?
You take a live butterfly and use it as a stencil?
Exactly. Yeah. You put like a lacquer or spray paint over it, and then you scrape its remains off, and you're left with a beautiful image of a butterfly.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, but the butterfly effect that we're talking about...
Whoa. Isn't the butterfly effect, isn't it that one when you take some of that butter and you just throw it as far as you can?
That is another, yes, that is another.
Me and my friends used to play that when we were kids. It was butterfly! We'd say that with some effect.
It's also where...
Now hold on. Was this a hip-hop act from 1989?
Yes, they opened
the Butterfly in full effect.
They opened for Farside, right. And I believe Third Base at one point.
Yeah, that's right. I think Lisa and Cult Jam were part of that.
Featuring Full Force.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. For a short time, yeah.
Yeah.
But the butterfly effect that we're talking about is the one...
Now, you know what? There's something... I just thought of something else. Wasn't that a butterfly as in like butterface kind of thing? Like, you know, butterfly? Was that... It's just B-U-T-T-A... Fly.
Well, that's another...
Just a word. It was
yeah,
just a word.
Just a word.
It wasn't in a thing. No. Okay.
That's right. That is true. That is the definition. It was just a sound that people made inadvertently when they stubbed their toe. They go, butterfly!
Yeah, that was it.
And it was just... It was like an expletive, I guess you could say.
Yeah, okay.
All very legitimate definitions in their own right, but the one we're talking
about... Now, is the one you're talking about where if you was to travel back... through time to the time of the dinosaurs, and if you was to find a butterfly on one of the large plants in that very hot, hot world, freshly sprung from its chrysalid, on the way to what would eventually become South America, but this is just one continent, let's not forget, it's Pangaea back then.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you was to step on that butterfly, that's the effect you would have on it.
As well as causing ripples forwards through time.
Now that I haven't heard of.
Kill a butterfly in the past and it has endless ramifications. The world changes from there.
Oh, wow.
Small effect in the past, amplified over time into a big effect in the present. Your mother, rended by giant eagles, regurgitated by them, fed to their young.
It was a hawk.
Sorry, hawk. Is the distinction really important?
Well, if you're an ornithologist.
It's true.
If we're gonna kill an eagle.
Right on. Barney?
It's gonna be wrong. We have to kill a hawk.
So glad you're here.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. We go back to year zero, kill an eagle, come back here, my mother's still dead from hawks.
Yeah, so we go back and kill a hawk.
Right, so.
Kevin, you're getting it.
I'm getting this. Who's in?
I'm in.
Yeah, all right. I'm on board.
Excellent, Isaiah. Jebediah?
I'm gonna come too.
All right, we're all on board.
Now we should take something to eat. Like pack a small satchel, perhaps, of some like the things that are dense in protein.
I have some beef jerky in my bag.
Good, perfect. What do you have, Jebediah?
I got some saltines.
Saltines, good. Jebediah?
I got some butter.
I got some smelling salts.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, and I've got this.
It's a foot long sub.
That's exactly right.
There's no food allowed in the crypt. I should have said that right off the bat.
But is it no food allowed or no food eaten in the crypt?
Well, if you bring food into a crypt, chances are you're going to eat it. Because you want to.
Death makes you hungry.
Death makes you hungry. Mm-hmm. Food makes you feel better. So I'm just saying.
That's why I noticed all those pots of food, like casseroles and stuff, sitting outside the tomb door. No one brought them in.
You eat it outside of the tomb, outside of the crypt. So if you're going to have that foot-long sub, you better send that back in time.
Well, it's coming with us.
Okay.
You notice it's still
here.
No, okay. The beef jerky's coming too.
Okay. And we're going to need weapons.
Oh, I have beef jerky.
Perfect. You?
Smelling salts.
Smelling salts. Excellent.
I still got the butter.
Get the butter. And look at, I've got...
An accordion.
There it is.
It's a squeeze box. It's a version. It's a kind of accordion.
Make the distinction.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Your hawk.
If we're going to go back in time and kill an accordion, he'll still have that squeeze box.
Exactly.
Okay. Because of the temporal tidal action within this tomb, or I'm only assuming here, I'm not a temporal scientist.
No, that's me.
Yes. I'm an organic chemist.
That's you.
Thank you.
I'm a caretaker of a crypt. Crypt keeper.
Crypt keeper.
Yes.
I, too, am a crypt keeper.
You should hear the tales this one has. Full of stories, this guy. So many good tales about this crypt.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I should have recognized you with your flyaway kind of gray hair there and that one eye that doesn't quite stay in its socket.
That's right. Now that was some story.
So I hope to hear it someday.
And of course, we must each be lashed together.
How do you know so much about this tomb?
I'm an organic chemist, didn't you hear me say?
From what I understand of the tomb, we can only travel as a group. We can't go individually. We've got one shot there. What goes in comes out.
This fits and ties in with the butterfly effect we're talking about. We can't leave anything behind. We can't risk one of us getting stuck back there and affecting other things that we didn't plan on affecting.
I don't suppose there's a chance that we're all going to wind up at Year Zero fused together as the same human being. I don't know if y'all heard of the Brundlefly effect.
Oh, I have not heard
of that one. No, I haven't heard of that one, no.
Oh, well, the Brundlefly effect is where Jeff Goldblum and I try to teleport somewhere together. It's a buddy comedy. Oh. They go on a trip together, but when they come out of the teleport machine, they're the same people.
Oh.
Person.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds a little far-fetched. I mean, the temporal science I deal with says what goes in comes out, so we should be fine.
My organic chemistry says that all we need is this foot-long sub and squeeze box, your smelling salts.
My butter.
Beef jerky.
Your beef jerky.
And saltines.
Now, wait a second. I'm going to have to stop you right here.
What stop us? We're just about to... This is the freight train. The momentum that we build up to this point is not going to just be stopped by you saying, stop us. What is it? Come on.
I am just a little nervous about all these effects. Now, have you heard of the goblin effect?
The goblin effect?
Now, it's when this man goes by the name of Osborne.
Yeah.
And he goes into this chamber. Uh-huh. And I think that there was a goblin inside. And when he came out, he called himself the Green Goblin. Now, I'm not about to turn into no goblin here, okay?
No.
We're talking chambers and going in and coming out. I just don't
understand. I understand. First of all, we're...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We're already in the tomb. Nothing's affected us yet.
Yeah.
Oh, we just have to find the way to turn the temporal portal on and travel back to Year Zero.
Okay, exactly.
And we think that the key to that is inside this pod crypt...
Coffin.
Thank you. This thing.
Are you ready?
Well, you want one of us to open it?
Yes.
Could you guys open it and I'll see if I can find what activates the portal?
Yeah, let me go through my coffin keys. Each coffin has its own key for when you need to enter the coffin, exhume a body, or Do what you will with it.
That key ring is literally thousands of keys on it.
Lots of coffins here, lots of dead people. This is an old crypt.
When you say do what you will with it...
Oh, I was hoping you'd let that go.
No, I gotta find out.
It's whatever you will. Whatever you will do. You know, it's the future tense. Whatever you will do with those bodies.
Oh, you got real intense there for a second.
Sorry about that. Things get a little dark in the crypts.
I can see that.
Oh, I see you found the key.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Thanks.
Yeah,
look at
it
that
up.
One. It's different than the rest. It's got kind of an iridescent quality, kind of a sheen.
Yeah,
it's almost like
this one.
Oh, yeah? Is that what that is? Key polisher. I knew a guy like you in high school. Polished his key day and night.
Oh, yeah.
Day. Oh, yeah.
You a crypt keeper?
I see it. In fact, it's a switch right here. There we go. Activated.
Feel that. Feel that?
I feel it.
Oh, man. My whole insides is vibrating.
I feel that in my pelvic cradle.
Yeah, right, like when you drive over a hill.
Yeah.
Your balls just kind of drop. Yeah.
And it's
a really high point, and you can feel you want to jump off because you want to get that sensation of freedom.
That's it.
You get that tingling sensation underneath your balls.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah,
I'm feeling that. I'm going to jump.
Are you jumping in?
It's like you just took a fistful of gold bonds and just tossed it right into your pants.
And tingly, cool, and yet soothing.
Well, I'm talking about a fistful.
Not so soothing.
Yeah.
All right, lash us together.
All right, here we go. Hold on to this. Just tie that rope around your wrist, around yours. Got you.
We're doing this for science.
Yes.
And
your mother.
And
what was her name, by the way? We should know the name of the woman we're saving.
Bernice.
For you,
Isaiah,
Bernice.
For your mother, Bernice, we do this. Jebediah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Kevin?
I'm ready.
Isaiah?
Yeah.
Barney 5 says go!
Jebediah!
Made it.
It's dark.
Oh, it's very dark.
But it's...
You can hear the wildlife all around us. The baboons. Yeah. Gibbons.
Yeah. Butterfly. Got it!
What?
I got the butterfly.
You got it.
You killed it?
Effect!
He crushed it in his hand.
You did the thing we were specifically...
I just got excited. We spent all that time talking about the butterfly effect.
Yeah, but then you...
Wasn't this on our list?
Not to do it. And then you...
I don't remember us saying not to do it. We was going to go back
and do
the butterfly effect on a hawk.
We never explicitly...
Not on a butterfly. Who knows what you've done?
Hey, look up there! Is that a hawk?
It's the biggest hawk I've ever seen. It must be the prime hawk.
Primordial hawk.
Alpha.
Hawk mother.
Hawk zero.
One goddamn giant motherfucker.
You! Look at it wheeling around. It sees us!
You, your progeny, will kill my mother!
Look, it's coming! Quick! Make for that thicket!
Okay. We can't find us in this thicket.
Cover yourself with the branches.
What do I do? What do we do? Just what do we do to kill it?
Give me your beef jerky. Here's your piece of beef jerky.
That's all your beef jerky? That's all, yeah.
That's it?
Just 100 calorie bag.
That's all.
That's all I need.
Saltines, but all right, I'll take one.
Everything we have is so salty.
We're gonna chew this and regurgitate it.
Why? Why are we gonna do that?
We're gonna make that hawk think that we're its mother. When it comes at us, we're gonna regurgitate this piece of beef jerky into its mouth.
Well, hold on a second.
Hold on.
What if that hawk doesn't have a mother, and by doing this, we teach that hawk how to regurgitate food?
Can't think about that now.
Well, it's a serious question.
He's got a great point.
Yeah, what if we're the ones that caused my mother to be chewed up and regurgitated?
If we kill this hawk, that will never happen.
We've got one chance. We've got this 100-calorie piece of beef jerky.
Yes.
It's got enough sodium in it to lay waste to that hawk.
We're going to chew this up, and we're going to get that close enough to that hawk and to drop the chewed up food into its face.
I have an idea of how to do that. We use the butter to lure the hawk in, and then when
who's got butter?
I said I had butter like 4 or 5 times before we left.
We use the butter to lure the hawk in.
Just because it ain't my shift, all right? Don't mean you get to ignore me. Sorry, go ahead.
And when the hawk opens its beak, we jam a stick in it, and then we regurgitate the beef jerky into the mouth of the hawk.
Of course.
What did you say your field was?
Cartoons and temporal science.
All right.
Perfect.
Cartooning's coming in handy. All right, Barney.
Let's chew that beef jerky.
It's hickory.
Don't swallow. Oh, I got a regurgitation.
Now it blows.
Okay, get the water ready.
Okay.
Hold on.
What's up, Hawk?
Here it comes from the thicket.
Butter.
Take the base sail. Go on, take it.
Stick. Regurgitate.
Size of its beak, we're all able to just get in there at the same time.
So disgusting. Oh,
smell that fetid stank all coming right out of its all free right stomach.
It swallowed it. I'm going to yank the stick out.
Careful
it
now.
Seems
careful.
Satisfied. Yeah. There it goes.
Look at that. It's grooming itself over there.
It's loving it. Oh, wait a minute. It's going into shock from all the sodium.
It's on its back. Its legs are bicycling.
It's turning in a circle like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Listen to that sound it's making.
Never heard a hawk make that noise.
No, we've never seen Hawk Zero before.
It stopped. It's dead. We've killed Hawk Zero.
Quick, get its eye.
Its eye?
Yes, its eye.
Ah, yes, Hawkeye.
Look at the size of that thing. Gelatinous, full of aqueous humor. Let us feast.
We gonna
what,
eat
we
this?
We gonna eat it now?
Hold on. Whoa. I thought we was taking it back as a prize.
Yeah, this is a souvenir.
Show our grandkids, you know. Hey, I went to Year Zero and took back the only eye of the only hawk ever.
Why do you think Barney and I were coming back to Year Zero in the first place?
To set things back the way they were. I heard you talking.
That's a maniacal laugh.
Such foolish caretakers.
You came upon us as we were just about to execute our plan. We had to incorporate what your objectives were into ours.
To make it sound like it was something you wanted to do.
We came all the way back to Year Zero to get this giant Hawkeye.
To eat it and take the hawk power for our own.
To become different, evolved.
Able to see things like a hawk, like an us.
Oh, I see how this is gonna go. You're gonna get hawk powers, and then you're gonna take my mom away, eat her, and regurgitate her in each other's mouths.
No, we hadn't planned on that until you just brought it up.
I guess you've never had two old, feeble caretakers do battle with you before.
No, we haven't.
It's an unfortunate day for you.
I thought it was a great day for us.
Not anymore.
I'll take Jebediah.
I'll take Isaiah.
Caretaker, prepare for battle. I have the power of a hawk inside me as I eat part of this eye.
I can see through things.
Oh, I have razor sharp claws.
Oh, look at me. Wings.
So much better. I feel the need for battle.
I got a beak.
Beak that caretaker.
Now, Isaiah, it seems as we've gotten ourselves into a little bit of a predicament.
Yeah, I didn't foresee them eating the eye before the fight.
Neither did I, and I wish I didn't show up for this goddamn shift, I'll tell you that much right now.
I don't even get to go to my mother's funeral.
Nope, you get no part of it.
Here we are, gonna do battle with some freaky hawk humans. It's a hell of a way to go, Jebediah.
Sure is, Isaiah. Now, I guess it's about time that we show them the mighty powers of the caretaker, huh?
Uh-huh. Time to eat that eye that's half sticking out of your face.
All right, you've had your aside.
What? He's eating his own eye? They'll both have more caretaker powers?
Give him some of that eye.
Here you go.
He's putting it on a saltine.
Oh, it's a bitter pill.
Oh, no, he's metamorphosizing.
Caretaker powers activate.
Look at them. They're growing. Their hands are turning into dustpans.
They've got eyes that can see everything, much like ours.
Wow. Their heads are like giant eyes.
They're just dustpans and eyes.
Dustpans and eyes.
It's the caretaker effect. Get used to it.
How's this feel?
Ah!
I think we've met our match here, Barney.
We haven't even tried to use our hot
dogs. I don't think we're any match for this.
Let me try these talons. I hit them on the pan.
We've got to escape. Back to the present.
We can't go and leave them here. Who knows what havoc they'll wreak in Year Zero.
I can't think about that now.
You're right. Let's go.
Into the tomb.
You made it back.
Look at this. Everything is as it was.
I still have my talons.
I have a mark of a dustpan on my cheek.
Oh, perhaps. Our plan worked. We have the hawk powers. There are no more hawks. Just us.
That's right. But if there are no more hawks, then that caretaker's mother was never born, or eaten, or regurgitated. So that caretaker
might not exist.
Might not exist.
Should we go outside and look?
Yes.
Oh, it's a
Oh, it's a birthday party. Right outside the tomb.
Children's laughter.
Hello.
Balloons everywhere.
Hello. Oh,
wow. Look at this. The entertainment has arrived.
What? Huh? Huh? Entertainment?
Yeah, bird people? You guys are the children's entertainment?
We're your rulers. We
are. Rulers? This is going to be fantastic. The kids are going to love you.
Rusty is turning 7. His first hands have just grown in, and his eye is going to blossom any day now.
The caretakers have taken over. Everyone looks like them.
They're taking care of everything.
Everything's taken care of.
Huh? We got a couple cages for you two when you're done.
Cages? No!
Good Barney. Care of y'all.
Hope you like beef jerky.
No!
Panic in Year Zero, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Caretaker Isaiah, Lee Smart as Kevin, Nug Nargang as Barney Number 5, and special guest Nigel Downer as Caretaker Jebediah. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.